Another song.
This is slow tonight, isn't it?
Didn't mommy and daddy show you enough attention?
69 for 420 = 666.
You show me a pay stub for $72,000, I'm gonna quit my job right now.
Here I am again.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
What would you give for a child you loved to make their wish come true? To help them fight a critical illness? Just imagine what you'd do. You see, wishes are so powerful, and you can make them real. They can give a child back their childhood, even change the way they feel. Every single one of us can make the stars align, because when we come together, hope and joy will shine. Wishes need stars like you. Visit Make-A-Wish at wish.org.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Interested in some winter fun? Happening on Wednesday, March 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the President's Garden, check out the Winter Carnival, which has winter-themed carnival games, delicious donut holes, hot cocoa, and even more events to explore. On Thursday, March 5th, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of Stupid Effing Bird, happening in the Hamlin Theater at 7:30 p.m. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. On Saturday, March 7th, see the planetarium show Messengers of Time and Space from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome back to another awesome episode of Sour Girl, Thursdays 8 to 9. Today, we have a really fun episode planned for you guys. I'm going to be playing a lot of 60s psychedelic and 60s adjacent rock. I was very into 60s music when I was younger. I was a huge fan of The Doors. I have a lot of Jim Morrison shirts. And I'll talk about my credibility about how knowledgeable I am in the history of The Doors a little bit later, but I'm going to be playing a lot of hard hitters today, and I hope you guys enjoy. Speaking of The Doors, the first song up is going to be from their second album, Strange Days, and it's going to be the song that the album was titled after. So let's hop right into Strange Days by The Doors. Enjoy it.
Strong, our ashes will join.
All right. So as I aforementioned, that is the song Strange Days by The Doors. Again, very important band to me when I was younger. Going back to my credibility about how much I love The Doors and how influential they were to me and how I know basically everything there is to know about them. When I was 15 years old, I read a 500-page biography about Jim Morrison called Break On Through. Plug for that book. It's actually incredible. And it details, like, from Jim's early childhood and, like, even his parents' background to, like, the day he died. So, and even following that. So that was a great biography. But I know lots. I know lots and lots of stuff. I have opened the doors of perception. If you know, you know. Next up, we have another seminal 60s band, the Beatles. I know that there's mixed opinions about the Beatles now. I know that some people love them. Some people are like, oh, they're not relevant anymore, but they will always be like pioneers in the rock scene. I'm playing their song off of Abbey Road, I Want You, She's So Heavy. I'm going to fade that one in. It's pretty long, so I don't think we're going to go through the whole song. I might fade it out, but enjoy it while it lasts, guys.
She's so rare. is so.
One pill makes you larger.
I hope you guys enjoyed that block of songs. We just played The Beatles, as I said earlier. Then we played Cry Baby by Janis Joplin. And most recently, White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane. This is the first time I've ever done this on a show, but I will be playing two Doors songs because that's how much I absolutely adore the Doors. Did anyone else laugh at that? Because I know I sure did. I'm going to be playing one of my all-time favorites off of their album Waiting for the Sun, Not to Touch the Earth. Fun fact about this song, it's part of about a 20-minute song, like, epic, written by Jim Morrison. I don't know, I'm blanking on the name. Guys, I know this. I read the 500-page book. It'll come back to me over the course of this song. But this is the most profitable song off of that epic, and this is the only one Jim could get on the album. So, Not to Touch the Earth, ladies and gentlemen.
Touch the earth, not to see the sun, nothing left to do but run, 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 let's run, let's run. House upon the hill, moon is lying still, shadows of the trees, witnessing the wild breeze, come on baby, run. Is warm at the top of
time as it came, I can do anything.
All right, guys, that was Not to Touch the Earth. And I finally remembered what the name of the epic was. It was the Celebration of the Lizard. He literally just said in the song, because Jim was the Lizard King and he could do anything. I don't know why I was blanking, because I always pride myself like, oh, I know so much about the Doors, but I don't know. We have a lot of epic blocks of songs coming up for you guys. I'm actually playing a song that definitely did not come out in the 60s. I don't think this band was around then. I'm going to be playing the song Anemone by the Brian Jonestown Massacre. I like this song, and it definitely fits into the psychedelic realm. I believe it came out in the 90s, but it's a little later, but it kind of psychedelic. It's long, so I'm not sure if we're going to get to all of it, but I will play a fun snippet, and then we'll go through a few other songs. So enjoy.
Thank you.
As I'm sure many of you know, that is the song Painted Black by the Rolling Stones. I have a slightly funny story pertaining this song. Little known fact to the Oneonta residents tuning in, but I used to be a singer in my high school's music club. It was called Sound Choice. Shout out if anyone from Sound Choice is listening. I love you guys so dearly. You guys meant the whole world to me and continue to mean the whole world to me. But I was supposed to sing Painted Black my junior year. And I remember I can either sing really low or really high. And this song did not fit my vocal range at all. And we ended up dropping the song because my vocals couldn't handle it. So I just wanted to bring up that funny little story. We're going to resume the music now. And you're not going to hear my beautiful voice for a little bit. So enjoy the fun psychedelicness. And I will come back a little while later.
Got you, girl, sitting here. A star in my vasty, I opened my eyes to take a peek. to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Just then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. Just then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Hurdy-gurdy, sang.
Hey guys, I hope you feel super hurdy-gurdy after that song, Hurdy-Gurdy Man by Donovan. You know what's funny about that song is sometimes when I listen to it in my headphones, the way it's produced, it kind of makes like my stomach nauseous. Like the production on that song is very like intriguing. But that was Hurdy-Gurdy Man, guys. Next up, I got some Black Sabbath for us. The title is quite intriguing, and I don't think I could say it on air, but just know that it's a great song. And then we have some Jimi Hendrix after that, and Sunshine of Your Love by Cream. I'm going to try to knock these three out, and then we will return for our final song. So I hope you guys enjoy, and I will fade the song in now. So I was actually only playing the instrumental snippet from that song, and I actually found a hilarious way to cover up the title of the song. So that song was Jack the Indecent Dancer / Fairies Wear Boots. The song is 6 minutes long, and I would like to play the whole song another day, but we are running out of time. So I'm going to skip to the last two songs, Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix and Sunshine of Your Love by Cream. and then our weekly rotation song. So stay tuned, everybody.
I've been waiting so long to be
Hey guys, I decided to play a little bit of a snippet of a Frank Zappa song, but as many of you know, he's not the most radio appropriate, so we faded that one out before it caused any issues. I feel bad because of the cutting out of this song. We're going to be ending Sour Girl a little bit early today, but I'm going to be playing the last song from Rotation, which is going to be a new release by the very popular indie artist Mitski. The song is going to be I'll Change For You, and I might come back a little while after the song ends to say goodbye, but if not, thank you for listening to Sour Girl. come back next week for some mega epicness before the spring break. So without further ado, I will change you. Oh, I'll Change For You by Mitski.
Do I let our love die when you're the only other keeper of my most precious memories? Yeah, I've been
what?
All right. Again, that was the song I'll Change For You by Mitski. Honestly, I was never the biggest Mitski fan, but that song is beautiful, and her new album might just make me a big Mitski fan now in my later years. As always, thank you for tuning in to Sour Girl, and I'm so excited to play another epic plethora of songs for you guys next week. So have a lovely night, and I will see you guys all around on the flip side. Catch you on the flip side. Bye.
And we'll start without you. Places, people. Yes, go to your places right now. All right, here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, no. This is a movie intro, not a radio intro. Oh well, you're listening to WON.